93.7 FM.
I used to run with a very tough crowd.
It's now time for Steve Robinson.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up,
Mornings on 103.7 FM.
The Atari video computer system is 20 cartridges with 1,300 game variations you play on your own TV set.
Impala, now with standard power front disc brakes.
And now, what the hell happened on this day?
You just kiss up to everybody in your show
notes. I can suspend that behavior tonight if you like.
Here we go one more time. 6:23. What's up? It's Steve Robinson. Thanks for checking out 103.7 FM. Today is Monday, July 16th, 2012. Happy birthday to the one and only Will Ferrell. He is 45 years old today. Matter of fact, they ran Old School all weekend long on TBS. I watched it. Yes, I watched it three times. Still one of the damn funniest movies ever, even on regular cable TV. Will, happy birthday, but you do owe me about $8 because I did pay to see the Land of the Lost movie, and I really would appreciate a refund on that one. Actress Phoebe Cates, of course, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Every young man knows the scene when she comes out of the pool, red bikini. Very nice. Happy birthday, Phoebe Cates. She is 49 years old today. She's married to Kevin Kline. Also, happy birthday to actor Corey Feldman. He is 41 years old today. NFL coach analyst Jimmy Johnson is 69. NFL legend Barry Sanders, who retired way too young. He is 44 years old today. Stuart Copeland, drummer formerly of The Police, now does a lot of solo work. He is 60. Former singer of Live, Ed Kowalczyk, is 41 years old today. And Fatboy Slim, 49 years old today. It was on this day in 1790. The District of Columbia, or Washington, D.C., was established as the permanent seat of the United States government. On this day in 1926, the first underwater color photographs appeared in National Geographic magazine. The pictures have been taken near the Florida Keys. On this day in 1935, Oklahoma City became the first city in the United States to make use of parking meters. So we got parking meters on this day in 1935. On this day in 1950, the largest crowd in sporting history, 199,854 people. They watched the Uruguay defeat Brazil in the World Cup soccer finals in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. On this day in 1951, J.D. Salinger's novel, The Catcher in the Rye, was first published. On this day in 1957, Marine Major John Glenn set a transcontinental speed record when he flew a jet from California to New York in 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 8 seconds. On this day in 1966 in London, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker formed the band Cream. They would release 2 albums and then call it a day. On this day in 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy, Florida, and began the first manned mission to land on the moon. It was on this day in 1981. After 23 years with the name Datsun, executives of Nissan changed the name of their cars to Nissan Motors, but that happened on this day in 81. Also on this day in 81, sadly, Harry Chapin died in a car crash at the age of 38. He was on his way to a benefit concert. On this day in 1996, Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries accepted an undisclosed settlement after a London newspaper reported that she had appeared on stage without panties. She says, "No, I had bloomers on. I had panties on, damn it." She got a settlement on this day. And it was finally on this day in 2005. J.K. Rowling's book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, was released. It was the sixth in the history, or in the Harry Potter series. The book sold 6.9 million copies on its first day of release. So there you go. That's what's happening for today, Monday, July 16th, 2012. It is traffic time now. Tiffany Terrell out there on the roadways. How we doing out there?
Good morning. If you're out on I-10, the Katy Freeway, eastbound at the West Loop, we're getting reports of a stalled vehicle. Overall, it's about 35 minutes to get from Pin Oak on into downtown. If you're on 290, the Northwest Freeway eastbound, it's 20 minutes to get from Barker Cypress on into the West Loop. I-45, the North Freeway southbound, it's 35 minutes between the Woodlands Parkway and the city. 59, the East Tex Freeway southbound, it's just 20 minutes to get from Townsend on into downtown. Then if you're out on I-10, the Baytown East Freeway westbound, it's about 15 minutes between the East Sam and the city. But if you're out on the East Sam Houston Tollway southbound at the Ship Channel Bridge. Crews have moved a stall out of your way and all lanes have reopened. And we do have an accident reported in your way on Hillcroft at Grape. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
The biggest party of the year is coming and you are invited. Join 103.7 FM for the last Summer on Earth tour, July 20th at the Woodlands, featuring the Bare Naked Ladies. Like the TV camera, nobody's coming yet. Blues Traveler. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Broken hearts, and Cracker. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or LiveNation.com. It's our show, and we want you to be there. The last Summer on Earth tour, presented by Houston's Adult Alternative, 103.7 FM. Here's an information update on the new 103.7 FM.
Good morning, folks. David Paul with you in the KHOU 11 Weather Center. It's been quiet overnight, rain-wise, and we will see scattered thunderstorms today, especially as we get into late morning, early afternoon. 50% chance for thunderstorms. High temp goes to near 90 today. Overnight, partly cloudy, 75, then a 40% chance for scattered thunder showers on Tuesday, high of 91. Updates on KHOU 11 News at noon, 4, 5, 6, and 10. We're always on at KHOU.com.
95.
All right, partly cloudy skies today, a high near 90, low tonight around 75. Looks like about a 50% chance for rain later on today and this afternoon. Currently in the West Chase area, we have 77 degrees, 632 at 103.7 FM. Adele from 21 and rolling in the deep right here on 103.7 FM, 650. Good morning, it's Steve Robinson. Partly cloudy skies today, a high near 90, low tonight around 75. Looks like about a 50% chance for rain later on today. Currently in the West Chase area, we are at 78 degrees. Well, this number seems a tad high in my opinion, but one-third of all divorces are now being blamed on Facebook. One woman said a quick peek at her husband's Facebook page revealed a whole other life and a handful of other women. An attorney said that she has countless clients whose marriages have been ruined by social media, especially Facebook. One man even started a website called FacebookCheating.com. He says, quote, the site is basically a place where you can go for help or community service when it comes to people cheating on Facebook. Now, experts advise new couples, if you're just starting to date someone, you should wait at least 2 weeks before friending one another. They recommend embracing that initial intrigue of a new relationship before digging through each other's timelines on Facebook. For long-term couples, the experts recommend asking before posting about a partner and giving them a say on what's presented about them online. So again, they're saying that one-third of all divorces are now blamed on Facebook. Wow. Seems a tad high. All right, traffic time now. Tiffany Terrell, what's going on out there?
Some good news on the North Sam Houston Tollway westbound at Aldine Westfield. They've cleared that accident out of your way, and all lanes have reopened. But we've got a brand new accident up on I-45, the North Freeway. It's northbound at the Hardy Toll Road. It's actually sitting off to the right shoulder, but traffic's a little heavy in the area. Other side of the North Freeway southbound, it's about 45 minutes between the Woodlands Parkway and downtown. 290, the Northwest Freeway eastbound, it's 25 minutes to get from Barker Cypress on into the West Loop. Then if you're out on I-10, the Katy Freeway eastbound at the West Loop, crews have moved to stall out of your way, but it's going to take you about 45 minutes to get from Pin Oak on into downtown. Then if you're on 59, the Southwest Freeway northbound, it's about 25 minutes between Williams Trace and the city. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
All kinds of music, from the greatest to the latest, 103.7 FM.
That is James and Lade right here on 103.7 FM, 716. Good morning, it's Steve Robinson. Partly cloudy skies today. High near 90, low tonight around 75. Looks like about a 50% chance for rain later on throughout the day. Currently in the West Chase area, we are at 79 degrees. Well, the Olympics are coming up, and I want to say less than 2 weeks. And this time around, the Summer Olympics are happening in London. And I get into the Olympics. I don't know if you do. So, put it this way. It's the only time I'll watch events like swimming, track and field, and, you know, gymnastics. It's the only time I really pay attention to them on TV. But they're happening again in just a couple of weeks. And it got me to really respect people like Bob Costas, because, Bob and his crew, they have to announce all these names. And some of the athletes' names during the Olympics, they're pretty tough, because if you think about it, a lot of these athletes, you only hear about once every 4 years, because they do sports that are just not very, very, you know, watched, throughout the seasons. But also, the announcers have to deal with names of people from other countries, and some of those names are pretty impossible to pronounce. Not only people are athletes from Europe, but people from Poland and places like that. So the names are pretty crazy. And I stumbled across this website, and it got me thinking about names. The website is the Sports Pickle, very, very good sports website. But they came up with a list of some of the funniest names in sports history. For example, there is Luscious Poussay. Luscious Poussay was a linebacker for Eastern Illinois University back in 2006. Now, he changed his name from Luscious Poussay to Luscious Seymour when he turned 18 years old. At least he didn't go with Seymour Poussay. Also on the list, we've all heard this one, Dick Trickle. He's a NASCAR driver, and one of his two career wins, surprisingly, was the 1998 Duralube 200. Ivana Mandic made the list. Ivana Mandic. She played women's basketball for the University of North Carolina at Charlotte in 2002. She went by the nickname Ivy. Ivy Mandic. There's also Chubby Cox. Chubby Cox made the list. He played basketball for Villanova and briefly in the NBA. And he is also, I didn't realize this, he's Kobe Bryant's uncle. So Uncle Chubby is on our list. Johnny Dickshot. He played outfield for the Pirates, Giants, and White Sox in the 1930s and 40s. His nickname was Ugly Johnny. Now batting, number 12, Johnny Dickshot. Jack Glasscock also made the list. He was a shortstop in the late 1800s. Dick Shiner. Dick Shiner was a quarterback for six NFL teams in the 1960s and 70s, including the Steelers. So Steelers in their programs had Dick Shiner. And I think my favorite on the list is Dick Paradise. He was a minor league hockey player in the early 1970s. That, to me, is a killer band name. Dick Paradise, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. If you want to see more on the list, you can check out thesportspickle.com. Yes, immature, but very funny. All right, traffic time now. Tiffany, Terrell, what's going on out there?
545, the North Freeway southbound at West Road. We've got an accident. It's off to the left shoulder, but traffic's heavy from around the Beltway. Overall, it's about 45 minutes to get from the Woodlands Parkway on into downtown. 290, the Northwest Freeway eastbound. It's 35 minutes between Barker Cypress and the West Loop. Now, I-10, the Katy Freeway eastbound. It's just under 45 minutes to get from Pin Oak on into downtown. If you're out on I-10, the Baytown East Freeway westbound, it's going to take you about 15 minutes between the East Sam and the city. 225, the LaPorte Freeway westbound. It's about 15 minutes between Highway 146 and the East Loop. I-45, the Gulf Freeway northbound. It's about 35 minutes between El Dorado and the city. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Music news coming up around 7:45 or so, plus some requested Avett Brothers on the way. Keep it right here on 103.7 FM.
Here's an information update on the new 103.7 FM.
Good morning, folks. David Paul with you in the KHOU 11 Weather Center. It's been quiet overnight, rain-wise, and we will see scattered thunderstorms today, especially as we get into late morning, early afternoon. 50% chance for thunderstorms. High temp goes to near 90 today. Overnight, partly cloudy, 75. Then a 40% chance for scattered thundershowers on Tuesday. High of 91. Updates on KHOU 11 News at noon, 4, 5, 6, and 10. We're always on at KHOU.com.
Protect your
103.7 KHJK is Houston's adult alternative.
Pull me over, black and blue. It's far too hard to say I love you. Take my pulse and hose me down.
The house of my soul is in life.
Saturday night over at the House of Blues, the Indigo Girls and Galileo right here on 103.7 FM, 751. What's up? It's Steve Robinson. Partly cloudy skies today. High around 90, about a 50% chance for rain later on this afternoon. Low tonight around 75. Currently in the West Chase area, we are at 80 degrees. Now time for music news. Well, Muse has revealed the track listing for their forthcoming album, The Second Law. It's going to be in stores on September 18th. The record contains a total of 13 tracks, including the first single, Survival, which you hear right here. Other songs are going to be called Supremacy, Madness, as well as The Panic Station. There's more information at Muse.com if you want to check that out. But again, The Second Law is going to be in stores on September 18th. If you're a member of Third Man Records Vault subscription service, well, you're going to get a very special package from Jack White in the mail this quarter. The latest package from the Vault features a vinyl recording of the White Stripes' first ever concert. It was recorded at the Gold Dollar in Detroit on August 14th of 1997. It was recorded at the Soundboard, and it does include early renditions of the songs Screwdriver and Lafayette Blues, as well as a cover of the Stooges' TVI. Also included will be a 7-inch disc, which features a recording of the band's first ever live performance, taken from July 14th, 1997. Also at the Gold Dollar, it was their open mic night at the Gold Dollar, which is always a big hit. The track list includes the songs St. James Infirmary, as well as Jimmy the Exploder and Love Potion number 9. If you want to get more details on how you can be a member of Third Man Records Vault subscription service, just go to thirdmanrecords.com. This happened on Saturday night in London. Bruce Springsteen, he had a concert for around 80,000 fans in Hyde Park in London. The concert was supposed to end at 10:30 that night, but Bruce kept going. He even called Paul McCartney on stage to perform with him. How cool would that be? Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney on the same stage. Now, Bruce and Paul performed two Beatles songs. They did I Saw Her Standing There and Twist and Shout, and then they went to thank the crowd and maybe do another duet, but they could not because all you heard was this. Yes, their mics were cut off by concert organizers. The organizers said they have a strict noise curfew, which Bruce passed by more than half an hour, so they decided to cut the mics, quote, right at the very end of the night in the interest of the public's health and safety. Now, Bruce's guitar player, Little Steven, Steven Van Zandt, he blasted the decision once he came off stage. He said, quote, English cops may be the only individuals left on Earth that wouldn't want to hear one more song from Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney. On a Saturday night, who are we disturbing? Amen, Little Steven. Amen. Birthdays today. No, music on TV, really nothing tonight. But birthdays. Happy birthday once again to drummer Stuart Copeland, of course, formerly of The Police, now doing some soundtrack work. He is 60 years old today. Singer, guitarist, formerly of Live, now solo. Ed Kowalczyk is 41 years old today. And Fatboy Slim is 49 years old. That is music news right here on 103.7 FM. Traffic time now. We have Tiffany Terrell. Tiffany, what's up?
I-45, the North Freeway southbound at Spring Cypress. We've got an accident. It looks like two center lanes are blocked right now, and traffic slow from before the Hardy Toll Road. Then once you get past that I-45 southbound at the North Loop, they've moved an accident off to the right shoulder. Overall, it's about an hour to get from the Woodlands Parkway on into downtown. 59, the East Tex Freeway southbound. It's about 30 minutes between Townsend and the city. Now, if you're out on I-10, the Baytown East Freeway westbound at I-45, we've got some ongoing road work going on, and that's what's adding to delays back towards the East Loop. Right now, it's going to take you about 25 minutes to get from the East Sam on into downtown. I-45, the Gulf Freeway northbound, it's about 35 minutes to get from El Dorado on into the city. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
103.7 FM.
Going to be in town on October 20th over at Bayou Music Center. That is Nora Jones from her latest album, Little Broken Hearts and Happy Pills, only here on 103.7 FM. 8:22. Good morning. It's Steve Robinson. Partly cloudy skies today. A high around 90. Low tonight about 75. Looks like about a 50% chance for rain later on this afternoon. Currently in the West Chase area, we are at 81 degrees. You've heard of the website ask.com. It's a search engine kind of like Google. Well, they have put out a survey. It is Monday, so I thought this would be apropos. Little little things that bother us the most. Here are the list of the most annoying things, at least according to Ask.com and people who use that search engine. Coming in at number 8, not being able to find things online as quickly as we want to. 14% of people listed that as their number 1 pet peeve, their annoyance. Number 7, lazy family members. 29%. Number 6, plumbers, electricians, and other people we need who are closed when we need them. That came in at 31%. Dead cell phones, dead cell phone batteries, 35%. That was at number 4, or number 5. Number 4, this relates to Houston quite well. Unreliable public transportation. 43 people thought that was very, very annoying, their top annoyance. Here in Houston, I would say it should be decent public transportation. I've grown up here and it still blows me away, a city of this size and size and how widespread it is, how our public transportation is just very, very crappy. Number 3, email spam, 49%. Number 2, I don't know why this is such an annoyance, but missing a package delivery because you weren't home. 53% of people listed that as their number 1 annoyance. And finally, number 1, unreliable weather forecasts. 59% of people said they were annoyed by that more than anything. If you want to see more details, you can check out Ask.com. Unreliable weather forecast came in at number 1. That is a problem. That is annoying. But I also love when you're watching the weekend news and the news anchor congratulates the weatherman for giving us a great forecast. Well, Bob, that was one hell of a forecast you gave us last week. Yeah. Like he had anything to do with it whatsoever. All right, traffic time now. Tiffany Terrell, what's going on out there?
I-45, the North Freeway southbound at Spring Cypress. They've moved that accident out of your way, but traffic's heavy from around the Hardy Toll Road. Overall, it's still about an hour to get from the Woodlands Parkway on into downtown. If you're out on 290, the Northwest Freeway eastbound, it's about 30 minutes between Barker Cypress and the West Loop. I-10, the Katy Freeway eastbound, it's 45 minutes to get from Pin Oak on into the city. But if you're on I-10 westbound at Fry, we do have an accident reported down on the feeder road. And crews have cleared an accident off the South Sam Houston Tollway eastbound at Hillcroft. But if you're out on I-45, the Gold Freeway northbound, it's still about 35 minutes to get from El Dorado on into the city. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
And they never blame the weather guy when he botches the forecast. They never say, oh, well, you really blew that one there, Bob. It's only when he gets it right that they really have something to say to him at all.
Here's an information update on the new 103.7 FM.
Good morning, folks. David Paul with you in the KHOU 11 Weather Center. It's been quiet overnight, rain-wise, and we will see scattered thunderstorms today, especially as we get into late morning, early afternoon. 50% chance for thunderstorms. High temp goes to near 90 today. Overnight, partly cloudy, 75. Then a 40% chance for scattered thunder showers on Tuesday. High of 91. Updates on KHOU 11 News at noon, 4, 5, 6, and 10. We're always on at KHOU.com.
You got it,
103.7 FM is Ray LaMontagne.
First one, Fush You Mang. That is Smash Mouth and Walking on the Sun right here on 103.7 FM, 852. What's up? It's Steve Robinson. Partly cloudy skies today. High near 90. Low tonight around 75. Looks like about a 50% chance for rain later on this afternoon. Currently in the West Chase area, we are at 81 degrees. Well, Dateline Rittman, Ohio. It's about 20 miles west of Akron, Ohio. 37-year-old Chrissy Lance of Rittman. Well, she wants a boob job. But she works in a bar, so she can't afford the $5,000 that the new boobs would cost right now. So she's decided to raise the money by panhandling. Each day, Chrissy goes into Akron to beg for money by a stoplight. She even got a panhandling license from the city. Yes, You can. I didn't realize you could buy one, but yes, you can buy a panhandling license. She wears a bikini, sits on a motorcycle, and holds a sign that says, quote, not homeless, need boobs. We're not sure how many days she's been out there, but evidently this is not going too well so far. So far, she's only managed to collect about $90. As for why she's going to all the trouble, she says new boobs would, quote, help improve her self-esteem. So there you go. Good luck on that one, Chrissy. Now time for the 103.7 FM concert calendar. Well, last night, 311 put on a great show up at the Woodlands. 311 was there last night. Our big show is happening this Friday. It's going to feature Bare Naked Ladies, Big Head Todd, and the Monsters. We have Blues Traveler and Cracker. Tickets are still available for that one. Great lawn packages as well. Sublime with Rome going to be here on August 14th. That show is also at the Woodlands. September 14th, it is Train with Matt Carney at the Woodlands. September 21st, Fiona Apple's going to be at the Bayou Music Center. On September 29th, Florence and the Machine returns to the Woodlands Pavilion. October 11th, Gautier is going to be up at the Woodlands. October 20th, it is the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Toyota Center. Once again, also October 20th over at Bayou Music Center, it is Norah Jones. And then finally, Eddie Vedder, he has rescheduled his two shows at Jones Hall. They're going to be happening on November 12th and 13th. If you need details on any of these shows, all you got to do is go to livenation.com. Final traffic update that we're going to jump into now. 9 at 9. So one more time, Tiffany Terrell, what's going on?
If you're up on the Hardy Toll Road northbound at Little York, we've got a brand new accident reported in your way. Now, if you're still on 59, the East Tex Freeway southbound, it's just 25 minutes to get from Townsend on into downtown. If you're out on I-10, the Baytown East Freeway westbound at I-45, there's ongoing road work up, adding to delays in the area. Right now, it's going to take you about 20 minutes to get from the East Sam on into the city. 225, the LaPorte Freeway westbound, it's 15 minutes between Highway 146 and the East Loop. Then if you're out on I-45, the Gulf Freeway northbound, it's about 30 minutes to get from El Dorado on into the city. 288, the South Freeway northbound, it's about 20 minutes between Highway 6 and 59. But if you're out on I-10, the Katy Freeway westbound at 99, they've cleared an accident out of your way. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Houston's Adult Alternative.
It's time for 9 at 9.
KHJK, LaPorte, Houston. A Cumulus Station. 103.7 FM.
We need to talk.
Not now.
It's different here.
KHJK, LaPorte, Houston,
a Cumulus station.
It's time for 9 at 9.
103.7 FM, Houston's adult alternative. Steve Robinson.
This is 9 at 9
on 103.7 FM.
The best new music first. That's the latest from Dave Matthews. It's called Mercy, and it's only here on 103.7 FM, 937. Good morning. It's Steve Robinson. That's going to wrap up our 9 at 9. Dave's new album, Away from the World, going to be in stores on September 11th. Another Dave Matthews news. He's going to be very busy. He is performing again this year at Farm Aid. It's going to happen this time around in September in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Tickets for Farm Aid went on sale last Friday, but if you want to check out all the details on that, you can check out farmaid.com. We We got more great music on the way. Keep it right here on 103.7 FM.
103.7 FM.
Horrible movie that it was on the soundtrack for. That is the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Soul to Squeeze. They're going to be in town on October 20th over at Toyota Center. 9:53. Good morning. It's Steve Robinson. Thanks for checking out 103.7 FM. Partly cloudy skies today. High near 90. Low tonight around 75. About a 50% chance for rain later on this afternoon. Currently in the West Chase area, we have 82 degrees. You know, I don't do this enough, and I should do it to even more, but I just wanted to take a moment to tell you guys thanks. I mean, honestly, you guys are the best listeners in the world. I mean, think about it. You support all of our events, our promotions. You always come out to our concerts. So we've done so many great things, like all the soundcheck shindigs that we do, the one-night stand shows, and we all here really, really appreciate it. And you support all the great up-and-coming bands that we introduce to you. I mean, if you look at the list of all the bands that we have broken here in Houston, right here on these airwaves, I mean, bands like Mumford & Sons, Adele, Florence and the Machine, the Lumineers, Gautier, I could go on and on. So many stations now play all these bands, but they got their start right here at 103.7 FM. And if you're going to our big show on Friday, you know, we're bringing you the Last Summer on Earth tour. Please enjoy it. It's going to be a great show. Bare Naked Ladies, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Blues Traveler and Cracker. Basically, it's our thank you to you guys. So enjoy that show, and tickets are still available for that one. As always, thank you again for listening. I know I'll be talking with you again very, very soon. Take care.
103.7 FM, KHJK, LaPorte, Houston. Where the music matters. KHJK, a Cumulus station. And now, from the Bud Light Studios, more of Houston's adult alternative on 103.7 FM.